Thank you so very much, sir. We're sorry we didn't have the right sign for you. We just meant for you to pick up the phone, that was all. Good afternoon, sir, and maybe we have your name first.
Jeremy Atherton.
Okay, thank you so very much, and I believe, is that your name, Mr. Johnson? Who is Mr. Atherton?
My dear.
Okay. Just hold one second. The Honorable Mr. Neal needs to get his paperwork together, and his hearing will start, sir. Just one second.
Okay, sir, would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Jeremy Douglas Atherton, 188-916.
Thank you, sir. Your appearance for the Arizona Board of Utility clearly in fact noted in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members now that will conduct your hearing. To my left, the Lundquist, is the Honorable Louis Canonis. And to my right is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is the board chairman, who you couldn't see the phone in his hand. And to his right is the Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be your panel chair today. Okay? Prior to hearing, you received notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
Representing myself.
Okay, also in the room, we have... I have to stop and think for a minute. We have too many DOC officers coming through today. In the room, we have Mr. Saunders from the Department of Corrections, and he will also represent the parole office today. I need to swear you and Mr. Saunders in at this time. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, sir. I do.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. In phase one, what I'm going to do is read the three allegations that are on your warrant. After each one, I'll ask you if it's true or false. If you think it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Saunders and then we'll discuss it, okay?
Okay.
All right. Allegation number one is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your use of methamphetamine on or about November 20th, 2017, for the task GCMS lab report dated December 4th, 2017. Is that true or false, sir?
True.
Okay. Allegation number two is a violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision Number 7, as demonstrated by your failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on or about December 27, 2017, for the task individual testing compliance summary dated December 2nd, 2018, or as one of those dates. It's the only thing part of it hasn't happened, so this would be, should be February 2nd, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
I didn't show up. It's true.
Okay. All right, thank you. Allegation number three is a violation of the conditional supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 2501 West Elm Street in Phoenix, Arizona, on or about January 26, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that one true or false, sir?
True. Yes.
Okay. Based on admissions of Mr. Atherton, I need to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision and that he may have lapsed or without lapse in a criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agreed. All right, sir. Before we move into phase two, Mr. Saunders is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone and I'll be right back to you. Okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Mr. Saunders.
Mr. Atherton was released on October 26, 2017, with a date of arrest of February 22, 2018, by the Buckeye Police Department on a suspicious person call for service. He has no new charges. He was back in DOC custody on 2/22/18 with an adjusted CSED of 5/23/2018, reflecting 27 days of absconding. His current conviction in 2014 burglary second degree, receiving 4 years, as well as possession of burglary tools, receiving 1 year. Prior convictions in 2007, burglary third degree, receiving 4 years. 2004, burglary second degree, receiving 1.5 years. Also in 2004, he was unlawful use of means of transportation, receiving 1 year. And in 2007, marijuana violation, receiving 1 year. This is third term in DOC. CUIR score is a 4.4, mental health score is a 2, substance abuse score is a 3. No STG affiliation noted. Prior terms of supervision in 2005 was a TIS release, arrest of new felony charges, CSED in the county jail prior to board hearing. 2010 was a TIS absconder for 32 days, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are significant, with drugs and assault on staff noted. Has a community risk score of a G5V6. That is all.
Thank you, sir. Okay, Mr. Atherton, I'm going to have a summary of your supervision on your release. So it looks like you were assigned a proof of placement to reside at your mother, who was your sponsor's house, on Coronado Street in Buckeye, Arizona. Then on January 16th, 2018, you were directed to reside at Leeway at 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona. And on 1/26/18, you left the program and failed to return. You do not have any other proven placements while on supervision. So, where did you go when you left Leeway, sir?
I was sitting there. They took me. I went back home, back to Buckeye, it's the only place I knew. Because they put me in detox, and I was sitting in there for like 7-8 hours that night. And then there was some lady in there, and she was cutting herself up. And I was there like a good 7 hours, and I just walked out. And then, I know I shouldn't have walked out. They're giving me another chance. I was tired. I was there, and it was like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was up all night sitting there waiting, and there was a bunch of people in front of me at the center there, and the bunch of cops came because the lady cut herself up in the bathroom, and I was like, yeah, I just walked out, and that's why I kind of discounted. I kind of liked that halfway house. It was all right, but all that happened.
So you said they put you in detox?
Yeah, they sent me to a... Yeah.
Well, what did you go to detox for?
It was for the... Well, when I went, first went, I was there. It was dirty. Well, because I missed, and then you weighed me. Because right when they put me in there, when I missed the last UA, the one that I missed, is when when he sent me, he said, come see me next week, and I mean, they transported me to the V-Ray.
Okay. Did they do a, when you missed that UA, did they do a mouse swab?
Yeah, they made me drop there, and then they had to go to detox.
Okay, because you were dirty again. Okay. All right. Yeah. When you were out, did you have any employment at all?
No, I barely got my Social Security card and ID. And I know that's very important because there's another thing, because I need my Social Security card and ID to get a job. And then, like right now, I'm steady job until I get a job, and not just to be able to support myself, but occupy my time, because I think I have too much free time on my hands. I need a job to, and I barely just got my ID and Social Security card while I was out there. I didn't.
Okay. It looks like you were assigned to the Buckeye Outreach Social Services, or BASS. But you failed to complete that. as director.
Well, I was going every week as assigned until I went to the Beaverhead House.
Okay, well, according to this, you did.
My classes, she assigned me to like six classes, and I did six or seven classes.
Okay, well, according to this, for some reason, you didn't complete the MOS program, that's why they sent you to Beaverhead. It may be because of your duty delays.
Yeah, that's what it was.
And then you're not away from Beaverhead. And then you had shows the math on the one drop, and then a failure to drop a specimen as directed. But I'm trying to see.
Yeah, I messed up a little bit.
It says that you missed a relay, and then you were directed to one task and drop one, and it came back as positive for math.
Yeah.
And talking about your relapse, you're trying to come up with a relapse plan. And you failed to submit another urine specimen on December 27th. And you were supposed to report to the office on January 16th, 2018 for staffing the supervisor. And then on January 16th, 2018, you were staffed by SPO Rich and were directed to complete programming, and that's when you were assigned Beaverhead. And then you left Beaverhead. So, why didn't you call your PO when you're having trouble with Beaverhead instead of just absconding?
Tell you the truth, I really don't even know. I was in that place and I was stuck there for a good 7 hours, and it was like 4 o'clock, I was up. And I just walked out and I thought for sure it was like, he's gonna come arrest me. I don't know, I wasn't thinking right. Wasn't in the right mind.
Okay.
Like I know, I just barely recently, like right before I arrested, I just got my social security card ID, and that's what I've been waiting for, because even at Beaver, they just have me sitting there. We ain't supposed to go nowhere. I have too much free time on my hands.
So you have.
I know if I could get up right now, I would steadily job hunt until I get a job.
So you have a problem with ADHD, sir?
I don't think so. I don't exactly.
Well, that's one of the symptoms is that if you have too much free time, that you tend to do things to get you in trouble.
I think every
5-year-old is in kindergarten. How's that? You're going to get some to really get in trouble. Okay, I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time.
Yes.
Okay, sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing, and we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a final statement. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
If I don't what?
Huh?
Oh, is that again?
You have to make a final statement, but we ask that you don't go over information that you've already given us. Anything new that you think is pertinent?
Well, I know I got my family out there to help me and support me. And like I said, I'm ready. Well, I already told you this. Well, I know if I got out, I asked if I could be released. I only got 8 weeks left. And here's another thing I don't understand. I was sentenced to 4 years. In six or seven days next week, well, I would have done 4 years. How do I do? And I did like 3.5 months parole and still have 2 months to go. How do I do 4 years and 5 months on 4 years?
Okay, we have nothing to do with time count. You'd have to talk to your CO3 and get it refigured. They do make mistakes, and that, possibly be it. I do know that the end date that you originally had that's listed is extended because of your scound time. So you were gone for 27 days, so that's automatically added on to the sentence. if there's another discrepancy that you see that will put you in there longer than the four-year term, you'd have to talk to time comp about that. Okay?
Yeah, yeah, so I'm doing like
Five months,
or I don't know, well, 3.5 months.
Okay, well, I don't know how all that works, and I don't know how it works with sometimes when you get disciplined, and you, it actually adds time to your sentence, okay? So we're going to go into discussion to make a determination at this time. We ask that you stay on the phone, but remain silent while we're talking, and we'll be back to you in just a couple minutes, okay?
Okay, I say one more thing. I was just saying, I only have 8 weeks left, and I was going to say, I know, well, maybe this little bit of parole would help me to give me, I'm not going nowhere, and maybe they help push me along to stay clean and sober. And
okay.
I just asked if you could give me a chance. It's only 8 weeks.
Okay, so
I messed up.
Okay, well, we're going to go into discussion and make a determination now, okay, sir?
All right. All right,
the board is now in discussion. This is one of those unfortunate ones. If he did this trial of the program, maybe he'd have about 3 weeks left, maybe four. But with the drug history and the 27 days of scam, I don't see him as a good candidate for community supervision at this time. But I don't want to hear any discussion from my fellow board members.
I agree.
Okay. So based on all the information, board number 2018W0393, information from Department of Corrections, and Mr. Atherton's testimony, I would move to revoke his community supervision as he was ordered, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapse or without lapse in a criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, sir, the board voted to revoke your community supervision at this time?
He has it back.
All right, I started talking and you didn't have the phone with her, sir. We did vote to revoke your community supervision at this time. The one of the biggest things is the 27 days that you absconded. But we would like to suggest that you try to get some AA and some NA, if you can, possibly between now and the time you get out. But also make yourself a good plan so that you can stay out of trouble when you're out there with your family, because in May you will have the Department of Corrections looking over your shoulder. Okay?
That's too angry about it.
Okay. This will end your hearing, sir. You put the CO3 down.
Thank you for wasting my day.
Now we see.